It is exactly 7:45 on a Saturday, and it's time for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this kind ominous morning?
Yeah, it was noisy. I got up a little earlier than I had planned, but it's kind of receded now. Things are going to be a little bit more comfortable. Boy, that dew point yesterday was unbelievable. I don't think I felt it this bad in Florida sometimes.
I agree with you. I mean, you literally could cut that with a knife. And, I mean, usually when we get that kind of murkiness, we do get that storm. And that storm woke me up last night. And, man, I thought there was something going on in our neighborhood with the emergency vehicles, because there was so much lightning that it kept – I thought there was a strobe light in the backyard.
No, it's true. Exactly. Well, here we are on the 9th of August and the State Fair just around the corner. What can we chat about today?
Well, what we're going to chat about, especially with the fair around the corner, and it is August in Minnesota, so it does get awful warm. And as we were talking about a second ago, it gets very warm in this. And so what we thought we would do is we put together another 6 for 60, but we kind of called it our summer sippers, because it's going to be hot for the next few weeks. And so you need some wines to just kind of sit around, have a nice chill on. You know, in California, they call them porch pounders. But we just thought we'd call them summer sippers. And we put together a great selection of reds and whites and some rosé, just to kind of cover all the bases for everybody. And, it's a great little package to kind of beat this August, Minnesota August heat. And we're going to start out with a little Pinot Grigio called Cantina della Torre. Now, Pinot Grigio in the late 90s really exploded in the wine scene. And at that time, there was kind of what we called an ABC market, anything but Chardonnay. So many people were tired of those big, oaky, giant Chardonnays. They wanted something else. They jumped into Pinot Grigio, and they really liked it. You saw Pinot Grigios crop up all around like mushrooms after a rainstorm, as far as everybody producing it and working with it. And, it just skyrocketed in popularity. That popularity is kind of waned down, but the interesting thing about a Pinot Grigio is the simple fact that it's a light, easy summer wine to consume. You know, you can put a decent chill on it, and it still holds true, and it's very refreshing, very easy. And the Cantina della Torre is made by the Schenck family, which is actually a Swiss family, but they own several different operations throughout Europe. This comes from the Vento region, which is in the northeast portion, just north of Venice by about 200K to the northeast. But it's a wonderful, easy range. They have holdings all throughout. They have them in Burgundy. They also have them in Spain, right there in Italy. And they kind of are known for making very commercial wines, very good, kind of what they say in Europe, the kind of grocery store wine. They're a little bit on the bulk side, but that's what makes them affordable and so delicious. So we can insert that Pinot Grigio into that 6 for 60 so people can really enjoy it. And again, you can put a nice chill on it. You know, it's very simple, very easy, light fruit tones to it. You can serve that with a little salad, you know, shrimps, you know, scallops, etc. It's a match made in heaven. Also, we love to tout the Touraine. The Touraine is this is one called Le Chateau Touraine. It comes from the Loire Valley. The Loire River is one of the longest in all of France. It kind of cuts France. Kind of, there's a right in thirds. You know, you have the Normandy to the north and then Bordeaux to the south, and it cuts it right along that. And there is very many villages all the way along that river that produce wine and make wine. And they always name them after the town, whether it is Sancerre or Touraine or Anjou or whatnot. But it's a Sauvignon Blanc. And now Sauvignon Blanc is sort of now replacing, those Pinot Grigio crazes. And now we're in a Sauvignon Blanc craze as far as people just really jumping in and enjoying this. Now, this is a little bit different than, say, our New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. It's a little bit lighter. It doesn't have that massive grapefruit tones to it. It has a little bit more mineral to it, a little bit more grassiness, herbaceousness to it. It's almost a kind of open it up and quickly on the nose. It might be more of a fresh thyme notes to it rather than all that kind of grapefruity citrus that you get from the kiwi Sauvignon Blanc. but it's nice and great. And this one, I found, we've only been carrying this now for about two and a half years, where when I was in Paris at the Vin Expo show, I bumped into an old friend, Jeff Savignon, and he was a winemaker. And actually, we haven't done any business with him because this Le Chateau outfit purchased their company, and now they're part of a big conglomerate. But it was a great way where, in theory, I've only been doing business with them for about 2 years, but we've really been, they used to make some private labels for us, you know, years and years ago. So it was a nice discovery that we had. But the Touraine itself, you know, might be, you know, you don't see Sauvignon Blanc on the label, so you could be a little intimidated by it. But what we wanted to do is insert that into the package to really, you know, show people and explore new wines and new things. And that Touraine is just magnificent for the lighter side, the lighter fare. As far as a rosé is concerned, we put in our own little private label, Haskell's Maison Rosé. This is made by the Boisset Company. They use grapes from all throughout France. But it's light, it's easy, it's refreshing. It does have a paler color, rosé. It's not that real bright pink. It's a little bit more faded, kind of even the onion skin sort of coloration to it. But it's just crisp and clean and easy. You could put a good chill on this one. This one you could kind of bury in the ice chest or put it in the fridge and get it nice and cold. So when you do come home from the state fair, when it's ungodly hot, there's all those people running around making it even hotter. You can come home and just sit back, digest some of those cheese curds and wash down a little bit of rosé because it's so, so wonderful. Probably a Merlot-based rosé, but it is a Vin de France. So they source grapes from all throughout France to make that little wine. Now, an interesting one that we stocked in here is a little Charles Vienno Beaujolais Village. Now, Beaujolais is one, not only my brother, but it's also one of those wines that can take a chill pretty well, where, you know, it's always been a fantastic picnic wine, but this is a little Beaujolais Village, and the great varietal in there is Gamay, and Gamay is a little bit of a clone from an old, ancient grape called Gaillos, along with Pinot Noir, so it's kind of Pinot Noir's little brother, so to speak. So it drinks very similar to Pinot, and especially when you get into some of the crus, like a Morgeon or a Bruy, you would swear you're drinking a Pinot Noir, but it's Gamay grape. But this is a Village wine, and Vienno's, we've been doing business with Vienno now for 30-plus years, and it's just a nice, approachable wine. There's great structure to it. You would think you're almost drinking a Pinot Noir, but again, the Beaujolais can take a nice chill. We always kind of said they're fantastic picnic wines because you can put a little bit light chill. You have a little fried chicken, and you just kind of, you know, just match made and have it. Great fruit structure to it, kind of a light, dark cherry kind of notes to it. Not over the top on the finish either. So it's just a very quaffable wine, just enjoyable, where it doesn't intercede with what you're eating, but it just goes along right with it. Next, we put in, you know, there's a big popular wine across the boards these days called Apothic. That's made in California. People kind of go crazy about it. They have all kinds of different derivations of it. Well, we found a little wine about 10 years ago called Obscured. And the Obscured is a fun wine. Kind of, we have a joke and call it a kitchen sink wine because you don't know exactly what grape varietals are in there. They threw everything in there but the kitchen sink. So there's some Zinfandel, there's Cabernet, there's a little bit of Merlot. There's all kinds of flavoration in there, but it's a wonderful wine. And between that and the Apothic, the one thing you'll notice, it's a lot less sweeter than the Apothic. The Apothic has a little bit too much residual sugar for my palate, and that's one thing we like to bring in is it's a little bit lighter, but there's all kinds of nuances and flavors to this particular wine. And it's, again, just one of those wines, kind of a no-brainer. You pull it open, you pour it out for your friends. They all try to get wowed at, you know, there is some oomph to it. It does have a fuller body as well, but it doesn't have, again, that real jammy, almost Concord grape flavor that some other wines like the Apothic might have. Lastly, we rounded up always with one of the most universal French wines, a Côte de Rhône. It comes from the south of France, right around the Rhône Valley, and it's a blend of Grenache, a little bit of Beauvais, a little bit of Syrah. And this is the Côte de Rhône by Berard. You know, there's so many fun Côte de Rhônes out there that are just very enjoyable, very easy. You know, this one, a little bit more complex compared to the other two reds, where you maybe want to side this more to your red meats, you know, whether it's a steak or, you know, whatever you're grilling, maybe even the ribs, that kind of thing. But it's not over the top. It's very, you know, approachable. You know, down in the Rhone Valley right around now in the summertime, it is very, very warm. And so they need some lighter style wines. You don't want to drink a Gros Hermitage or Gigondas or something along those lines. This is a little bit simpler and easier to enjoy in those real, real hot months. You know, but it, again, it can go so well with so many dishes, you know, whether it's roasted chicken or whatever. And I think that's what we might even try to do on the grill today is roast some chicken and have a little Cote de Rhone and enjoy this interesting day that we have going on. Hopefully it dries out a little bit. But that's the current summer 6 for $60. And the nice thing, like I said, a few of those reds, especially that Beaujolais, you can put a little bit of a chill on there. So it's real approachable and it's even refreshing. And the other three wines are just light, crisp, clean, easy to drink, especially when we get into those real dog days of summer in August, Denny. I need to tell you, they will pack a punch and they will do the trick.
Well, you know, just describing all of these, it's like you've custom made this 6 for $60 like you always do anyway. But for, I mean, it just sounds summer. It sounds like it's, you know, a hot, humid time of the year, and those sound so refreshing. And why is it that you mentioned finally the Rhone? Every time I put together what's in the oven or on the grill, I always want to reach for a Rhone. Maybe I should break out of my mold, but I still like that.
No, again, there's so many different characteristics about those wines that just are enjoyable. First and foremost, mostly it's the price. Most Cote de Rhones are under $15. There's a few that jump up from there, but most should be under $15. So they're very approachable. So sometimes I'd say there isn't that price tag inhibition that somebody might have that, ooh, I spent a lot of money on this, I have to enjoy it. You're just going to open up the bottle and enjoy it. And it's also the blends that are in there, the Grenache, the Mourvèdre, the Syrah, you know, it blended in there. So there's some characteristic to it. But again, it isn't like an over-the-top characteristic where some of these, you know, certain California cabs can just be so big and bold, you can't even have a steak with it. And it's enjoyable where, again, there's structure with it, where if you even wanted to, you could probably serve some salmon. But then it's soft enough to go with roasted chicken. Or if you throw a steak on the grill, it's a match made in heaven.
Well, this 6 for 60 sounds just marvelous. Again, folks maybe new to the area, Ted, if you would, the Haskell's located in a variety of places. Tell us where.
We are all over the place. We might not be able to do anything about the temperature, but we can help you calm through it and get ready and cool you down and get you ready for all that heat. And there's Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of all your cooling needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's out in across the road in the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka. We have a Haskell's right in Highland Village in St. Paul. Haskell's in Bloomington down in Lowman's Plaza. There's also a Haskell's in Excelsior. So if you're out trying to cool off on the lake, stop by Excelsior, maybe even grab a burger in the port. There's also a Haskell's in White Bear Lake if you're headed out east. If you're on the river, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. There's a Haskell's in Faribault if you're heading down south right off of 35. And if you're on your way up north, either stop by our Plymouth store right off of 494 or swing by the Haskell's Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen. There's all kinds of treasures in there to take care and cool you off on these hot days. And if you can hit up any of those, Denny, you could always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, place your order, and we'll even deliver it for you.
Yeah, so easy to do. Ted, thanks so much. Let's do this again next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Denny.
All right, you stay cool. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.